Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Don Hood. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is hit by the pitch. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Bell steals second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Lolak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Lolak reaches second base with a double. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Hood juggles the ball. That's an error on Hood. Lolak moves to third. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry has Bellinger trapped. He fires to second, with Duffy covering, who throws back to Chambliss who tags Bellinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Crowley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Crowley. Williams moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Chambliss moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Eddie Watt now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Ellis moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Ron Lolak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Williams and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ellis scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Ron Lolak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lolak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Williams and he is out, Gritch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes, who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-2 in the game. Ragland hits a fly ball into left field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Blair moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crowley. Williams reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to third. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Watt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy strikes out. Williams drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Duffy out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.